Hello everybody, this is day 12 of our 2 months reading of Mark. Today we're reading from Mark 3, 31 to 35. It's a short one about Jesus and his family. Are you ready? We're going to read it, we're going to pray, apply the word of God. This is Mark 3, 31. And then Jesus' mother and brothers arrived, standing outside. They sent someone to call him. A crowd was sitting around him and they told him, "Oh, your mother and brothers are outside looking for you." "Who are my mother and my brothers?" Jesus asked. And he looked at those seated in a circle around him and said, "Here are my mother and brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother." It's very short, and it just speaks to me about being sons and daughters in his house, that Jesus did have mothers and did have one mother, and brothers and sisters. He loved them. He loved his mum. We can see that in John chapter 2. He loved his mum. But what he's saying here is, you can come into the family right now by just being here with God, just resting, being a son, being a daughter. The Bible says our heart cries out, "Abba, Father." Jesus says, "I call you my friend." So I want to pray that we would have a revelation of God's family feelings for us. You ready? Thank you, Lord, that you are a father. We thank you, Jesus, you are our savior and friend. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your power in our hearts and lives. And I pray we would know we are sons and daughters. And it says here, Lord, whoever does God's will, Lord, we desire to do your will, not out of law, but out of our love for you, our thankfulness to you. I pray you'd overwhelm our hearts with a sense of belonging, being part of you and your great mission in the world. I pray for everyone to feel that we are truly sons and daughters today. Amen. And my journal title would be something like, "I am always a son of God." You can write down, "I'm always son or daughter," or whatever you want to write. And I just want to speak to you right now that this is the core of the New Testament. This is why Jesus died and rose again, because he wanted to make us healed and forgiven, set free from sin and the devil and hell. But his great desire of his grace pouring on us is that we would be in a relationship, sons and daughters, sons of God, daughters of God, just receiving freely his grace and his power every single day. I pray that you have an amazing day. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.